Morning.
Good morning.
And this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Hot Start.
Again, we're back. We're live. We're having fun.
It's incredible. And we are joined by a wonderful guest, Mr. Ken Griffey Jr.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good, good.
Yeah, you've had quite a baseball career, which I'm not going to go into now because I'm not real good at baseball, but you've got some very auspicious accomplishments. I'm not. My mouth doesn't work this morning.
I learned that from my dad.
There Emma. You go. And you're also a pilot. That's
yeah.
why we like
That's
you.
That's why we like you.
Yeah.
You fly.
Yep. Started in 05 and I've been flying ever since.
How do you like it?
Love it. I mean, I try to get out as much as I can. Daughter's basketball team is based out of Atlanta. We live in Orlando. So
it's what a good excuse.
You got that right.
And then I just go, to the Bahamas, and I'll fly to like Key West and but I think I did it because I wanted to play golf more.
So that was the one constraint for the airplane. It must be able to carry golf clubs.
Yeah.
Okay, well what airplane are you flying?
I have a Cirrus SR-22.
Nice ride. Yeah. What attracted you to the Cirrus?
In 2000, I was deciding if I wanted to fly and went back and forth and said, yeah, I'll try it. My dad was a pilot, learned in 87. And so it was funny as we both, 86, we both got our pilot's license at the same age. So I just keep following him on what he does. So
well, did he hit baseballs out of the stadium though?
Yeah, 152 times.
Wow, nice. You really are following in his footsteps then.
Yeah, I had to, at 14 he told me I was going to be bigger, stronger, and faster. And just like every 14-year-old in the country, they look at their dad like, yeah, right, you don't really know anything. And sure enough, it happened. And, he's a proud dad just like I am. I think as parents, we are more excited about what our kids do than what we do.
I agree with that.
I've got my daughter learning to fly. She goes back and forth at 15. The boys and then the basketball and then the flying. So she sits up in the front and she prefers to just take off and not land. But I said, each takeoff needs a landing. So
gotta learn that part. Yeah.
So, but she's the one that wants to try it, and I've already picked out a plane for her. And when she decides to get her license and a little paint scheme of pink, of course.
Of course.
Must be nice. And I mean, and dad picks out an airplane for you. It's nothing that ever happened with us. But anyway.
Well, I figure when she goes to college that she can come home anytime. Now, my son, on the other hand, he just got to stay away.
Okay, you don't want him anywhere near an airplane, huh?
No, I just stay away. Once he's out the house, I tell him he's got to stay out.
Ken, the question I have is, have you had this moment happen to you yet when one of your kids comes up to you and says, Dad, can I borrow the plane?
No, I do have Trey, who's 17, talk about, Dad, can I borrow the car?
Oh,
and he has his own car.
He likes yours better.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So what attracted you to the Cirrus SR-22?
I was sitting there, and I went to the show in Orlando. And when I decided to fly, I was like, okay, well, let me look at as many planes as I can and go from there. And got probably 8 to 10 brochures of planes, single-engine planes. And I took my wife back a couple days later, and I said, well, these are the planes that I like. And she just said, we're going to fly this one.
Well, it does kind of look like a sports car inside.
Well, she looked at all the other ones and said, well, they got too many rivets on it. So that's how, and then she threw in the parachute issue. So
yeah, she likes that handle.
Yeah, because the first time I flew with her, we went to the Bahamas. And she was like, do I hold on to this right here while you fly? I'm going, no. You sit there and
couldn't
relax.
Just take her around the block, had to fly her over the ocean. Huh?
Well, I mean, if you're going to do it right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There's no reason to, fly around and stay in the pattern and then land. Saying, all right, you okay? Now we're going to go somewhere. No, just
do it cold turkey. Right.
Yeah. I found out, like, having a kid, that first drive home when he's in the car.
Oh yeah.
How you feel? Well, that's how I felt with my family in there, having that feeling of, I'm responsible for all you guys. And after the first couple times, you know, the nerves went away, and now I started focusing on what I need to do. But that first time was quite an experience.
Now, let's ask you, when you were learning, when you were a student pilot, mm-hmm. did you have CFIs that went, oh, my God, it's Ken Griffey Jr.?
No.
That's good.
No, they were. I tell you, my Alfonso Diego, my instructor, the cross-country trip was supposed to be, you know, 50 nautical miles. Mine was just a tad longer.
Okay.
It was to Orange County.
California.
Yeah.
Wow.
from Florida.
From Orlando.
Oh, my.
Nice cross country.
So you got them all done in one flight.
Well, juggling, trying to juggle baseball and things like that, I said I would like to make a trip, and he agreed to it. We flew. We landed in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Fort Stockton, Texas, and then Phoenix.
And this was in the Cirrus.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you got long legs there.
Yeah. And then on the way back, it was I flew up the coast into Orange County. And then we flew back, Fort Stockton, Texas, Baton Rouge, and home.
Well, obviously, you didn't do all this in one day.
No. The trip out, we actually made it to Phoenix.
Okay. That's still pretty good. That's two thirds across the country.
Yeah. And then on the way back, we made it in one day.
Nice.
Motivated.
Tailwind.
No. Well,
yeah.
At the time, we got up to about 17,000.
Oh, my. This guy doesn't do anything shyly.
No, not at all. But it's great style, though.
Well, yeah.
I was learning it, and it was the only real time that I got to sit there and learn probably a couple hundred things.
Getting in and out of pages,
you know, wow. Bearings and things mm-hmm. like that. So it was pretty wild,
pretty intense.
Well, yeah, because he kept, like, about 30 minutes later, he'd ask me, and I go,
yeah.
You're 22. Obviously, it's got the glass cockpit in mm-hmm. it. Have you ever flown anything with steam gauges in it?
No. I got a simulator. Does that help?
Well, yeah, that'll work.
Actually, it does.
Well, I got a simulator a couple weeks ago just to mess around in the house and things like that. And you can take the glass cockpit out and put the steam gauges in, and you know, we'll do a session, and it helps.
You know, that's interesting. You're a new pilot, relatively new pilot, and you've gone right to the top tier. The Cirrus SR20 glass cockpit. No Cubs or Taylor Crafts or old Cessnas.
Well, I got that from my dad. My dad was like all over me. He was like, you know, this is how I had to fly.
Yeah.
All this point and click, that's not flying.
It's actually been said that mastering the avionics on board is actually harder than flying the airplane. Did you have any challenges with the avionics?
Yeah, trying to remember the chapters inside that page. Okay. That was the biggest issue. Okay, one click. Okay, that's those. Okay, two clicks is this. And finally, you know, going back, reading the book, reading the manuals, looking at it. Now it's just, okay, I know where I got to go. It's just a matter of, you know, after a while. And people have to understand that you have to stay on top of this. It's not like, you know, okay, it's not like a car. You know, you go out there, okay, all right, turn the car on, okay, the engine, oil, all right, we're good, go. You know, and everything you do, okay, radio, everything's laid out. Satellite, okay, AM, FM. That's it.
Not that song.
Air conditioning.
Yeah. And flying, it's more of, okay, here go the pages, the chapters, what are my pages? And things like that. And
well, I imagine the discipline and drive you had for baseball helped you out quite a bit.
It helps. You know, I'm not a guy that if I don't know, I'll tell you, I don't know. I'm not afraid to say, hey, can you help me? It's all about being safe and knowing as much about your plane as possible. And that's the one thing. I don't come up there, you know, I've got 600 home runs. You can't tell me anything. No. You tell me as much as you can. and I have no problems with it. And that's how I take my flying is, you know, I'm here at Oshkosh for one reason, to learn more about planes. And that's the key is the more I learn, the better pilot I'm going to be and the better, you know, technology for me. I think technology getting around.
Have you ever been up in the airplane and you had one of those uh-oh moments thinking to yourself, why am I doing this?
No, no. My motto is if the birds ain't flying, I ain't flying.
Okay.
That's a pretty good one.
That's pretty good.
Real quick. Is this your first Oshkosh?
Second.
What do you think? Amazing, huh?
Yeah, I had the, you know, it was, Tom said, come on up. I was like, okay. And didn't have any idea of what I was in for. And I told my wife, who came up a couple days later with the boys, which was great because it was like a father and son. And my 9-year-old loved it. 17-year-old, 16-year-old?
Yeah. He's getting too cool.
Well, no, he was. He just left a girls' basketball tournament.
Okay. All right.
You know, little sister has high school friends, and he's like, okay. But, you know, the 9-year-old was like, can we fly that? Can we go here? Can we do this? Dad, how come you don't have one of those? I'm like, we can't park that in the garage.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
how I started.
Exactly. And, well, of course, I'm sure you brought your golf clubs with you, too.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
see, yeah. Never travel without them.
Family of four and the golf clubs.
Family of five.
Five.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Hopefully, you're going to have another fantastic Oshkosh.
I plan on it. This is great. And I appreciate you guys having me.
Oh,
well,
no
problem.
It's good
to see you here.